Marky. Marky. Mark Olamide McGuy, get the hell out of bed this second.
All right, I'm coming.
You're late. Again.
I know, Mom, I know.
Look at your hair. It's a complete mess.
It's on purpose. I like it like that.
Fine, if you want to go to school looking like a scarecrow.
All right,
if you're sure. Now go and get your breakfast. And say bye to your father before he leaves.
I see you're late.
Yep.
And you don't seem to be in any kind of hurry.
Nope.
Mark, I sometimes wish you'd care more about your future. You've skipped school twice this week already, and...
Aha! There it is. I knew it was in here somewhere.
Marky, you can't eat last night's pizza for breakfast. Or a slushie. Where did you even get that from? We didn't have...
Sorry, Dad, can't hear you over the sound of me being late. See ya!
That boy is such a thorn in my side.
Oh, look who missed first period again.
I know.
I can't believe you ditched me with Mr. Sajay again. Awful man.
Me or him?
Oh, both of you. Especially him, though. At least you're not straight. Worse is.
It's my only redeeming quality.
Shut up. You're wonderful.
Yeah.
Which of us do you think he's misgendering?
Absolutely no clue. Oh, I love you.
Oh, I love you, too. Well, I suppose we better get to class.
I guess you're right. Everyone, make way for my beautiful girlfriend. Beautiful girl coming through. Absolutely stunning, perfect in every way. Oh, are they meant to just not step out of the way of the most beautiful woman on the planet so she can get to her history class?
Stop it.
Come on, everyone, move it out of the way. Pave the way for my beautiful girlfriend. Okay, I see. And you're sure? Of course, Doctor. Have a nice day.
Marky? Mark?
Oh, hey, shh. It's all right, honey. It's all right. Shh. It's gonna be fine. Now tell me what's wrong.
We can't afford it, Mom. We can't afford the surgery. I'll have to bide forever, and I'll never get top surgery. And
hey, we'll work something out. You could pick up a few extra hours at the coffee shop. Or you could come work for us, or your father and I can try and pick up some extra clients. I'll talk to him about it. Don't worry, Marky. We'll work it out, sweetie. We'll work it out.
It won't be enough, Mom. There's no way we can raise that much before the surgery.
Well, how much is it?
$10,000.
Well, shit sticks. I think you might be right. I'm sorry, honey.
It's not your fault.
I know, but I'm still sorry.
I know you are.
How long do you think it'd take to raise that much?
A long time, Mom. A really long time.
And you definitely want top surgery before you go to college?
Yes, more than anything.
Okay. Well... there is one other option.
There is?
You could go and see the doc.
You mean it's true?
My mom certainly thinks so.
your mom believes a lot of things, Marky. They're just rumors.
Well, the rumors had to come from somewhere.
You think the reclusive Dr. Spaghetti performs free gender confirmation surgery for trans kids in his free time?
Well, I guess we're about to find that out.
You kids here for the gender?
Marky, we should go.
No. No, we're staying. Yes, I'm here for the gender, please.
Excellent. Come on in. All right, kiddos. Can I get your name? Wait, it's you!
Uh-huh.
Time! Time exists! You don't know me yet, do you?
No.
Sorry. Name and pronouns?
Maki Magai. He, him.
Wonderful. And you?
Venus Ladyship. She, her.
Lovely. The name's Dr. Orville Spaghetti. He, they. I'd shake your hand, but as you can see, I lost my good arm about 20 years ago in a failed experiment involving cheddar cheese and an angry giraffe.
Do I want to know?
Probably not. So, Marky, what are you here for?
I can't afford top surgery. I heard that you...
You heard correct. So, you want me to perform your top surgery?
Yes.
Consider it done.
Really?
Really. As soon as you want it, kid, just give me a few days' warning. That's all I ask.
Thank you. Thank you. This means so much to me. I'm gonna get top surgery. Fetus, I'm getting top surgery.
Dr. Spaghetti?
Yeah?
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions? You see, he's my boyfriend, and if you're going to be a surgeon, I want to make sure you're qualified.
I assure you, Miss Ladyship, I'm perfectly qualified. I even have a copy of my license.
Oh, let's see it then.
Venus.
He says he's got a copy of his medical license. I want to see it.
Fine, whatever.
Aha. There you go. It's all there.
This is just an incredibly bad drawing of you in a lab coat.
If that's not good enough for you, I don't know what will be.
It's good enough for me.
Marky.
Venus.
With all due respect, Doc, this is complete and utter bullshit.
And? Look, kid. Venus, was it? I went to med school. Stayed for the full... however long you kids go to med school for these days.
You see, that's what's making me think you didn't.
It's been a long time, kid. Give me a break. I went, okay? This ain't no Victor Frankenstein situation.
I never said it was.
Do you know how old I am, kid? Neither do I. It's been so long. And I've been doing this for as long as I can remember. And when I lost my arm, I built robots to help me out with the surgery, so I can keep doing what I love. I do this because I want to, because I like it, and because I want to help trans kids. Because trans healthcare is so expensive, they shouldn't have to go through that. Look, Venus, and Marky, I guess, I did my own top surgery a good 40 years ago, and I'm still here, alive and well. Of course, I still had two arms back then, but this is my job, and I love it. Marky, what do your parents do?
They're realtors. Magai Realty.
And how long have they been doing that?
20 years.
And they're good at it? They're good at their job?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Venus, you wouldn't question the Magais on their skills as realtors, would you?
Well, no. But
then I trust you won't question me.
I... Fine.
Wonderful! Now, Marky, I'd like you to come with me.
Okay.
Hey, I am coming with you.
Oh, hey, who's this little guy?
That beautiful woman is my darling, Flapper.
Hi, Flapper. Oh, gosh, you're so pretty. You're wonderful.
the dog. She's beautiful.
She's a snake with feathers glued on.
Ah, I'm glad you noticed. Glued them on myself.
Why?
I wanted to see if she could fly.
Did it work?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, poor thing.
Aw, she likes it. Makes her feel pretty. Doesn't it, Flap? She likes you.
Oh, good. I like her, too. I think the feathers quite suit her. She's a very pretty lady.
She's my little feather boa. Get it? Get it? Because she's called Flapper.
And flappers wore feather boas.
Exactly!
She's not even a boa.
Yeah, you're a little grass snake, aren't you, Flap? What did you want me for, Doc?
Yes, that. Now, you see, I don't charge my clients money for their surgeries, but I do ask for payment in other ways. Tell me, Marky, can you drive?
Sure can.
Perfect. Follow me.
You've got a bus?
Yep. I think I've really had a breakthrough with this one.
Down with Sis. Huh.
It was like that when I bought it.
I'm sure it was.
Marky?
Yep.
Do you want to drive it?
Obviously.
Marky, I'm not so sure about this.
Fantastic!
Doc, there's some weird dials in here. What do you want me to—
Yes, you see, Marky, I've modified it to fit my own personal needs. Now, what I want you to do, Marky, is turn the green dial 20 degrees to the left, the red dial 40 degrees to the right, and the blue dial—
Doc, I'm colorblind.
Well, crap, Marky, you should have told me that before you got in.
Why?
Because if you don't set it to the exact year, it's just gonna take you wherever it likes.
What?
You've got 5 seconds, Marky. Just turn the dials to wherever. I don't remember what year exactly we met in.
We met? What do you mean?
Just don't turn them too far. You don't want to be dinosaurs.
What's happening?
Marky, get out of the bus. Marky, turn the dials.
Oh, Jesus, what do I do?
Marky!
The Unnamed Anthology podcast is distributed by the Listless Network and produced by Alex Abrahams, Chloe Peterson, Jordan Hendrickson, and Gray Kilgour. Our theme music is by Jordan Hendrickson, and our cover art is by Hannah Zuzmanovich. Marky McGuy, Passing in the Past Part 1 was written by Alex Abrahams and directed by Chloe Peterson, with script editing by Gray Kilgour and audio editing by Zoe Davis. In this episode, you heard the voices of Benjamin Cooper as Marky McGuy, Olivia Cottle as Venus Ladyship, Alan Gaither as Dr. Orville Spaghetti, Katie Bailey as Lisa McGuy, Halen Dean as Ron McGuy, Zoe Davis as Flapper, and Jenna Rushton as the teenage boy. The Down With Sis bus originated in a 2015 Tumblr post by Tumblr user Forever Honest. This is a disclaimer that we did not create, nor do we own, the Down With Sis bus. We just think it's funny. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to tune in on the 15th of June for Marky McGuy Passing in the Past Part 2. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, if you can't afford your own top surgery, homemade is fine. That is a joke. Please do not do your own top surgery. I cannot be responsible for loads of injuries resulting in the... Just don't do your own top surgery. Okay, love you. Bye.